Welcome to episode 32 of Pirate Radio After Dark, the podcast. It is almost the end of July here, and I'm bringing you another archive pirate session, St. James and the Apostles, from 9/14/2012, so about 9 years ago, just a little bit under that. But it was the first time St. James played. I believe they played on the show over the years 3 times total. As we archive them, I'll double check that. But it's the first time I was exposed to them. The band hit me up online. They heard about the show from a network of musicians. I had not heard of them. I took a gamble, and damn, they were one of the best bands to ever play on the show. They're still active, very active, actually. And they're kind of at the point where they're definitely one of the most important bands to come out of Philly in the last 20 years. Playing a lot, getting a lot of recognition, even during these crazy COVID times. But band was a 3-piece when they came up. Jamie on guitar and vocals, Jeff on drums, Mike on keyboard, and just phenomenal group of guys. The thing I love about Jeff's a super heavy drummer. He grew up listening to a lot of the same music I grew up, which was heavier stuff, not St. James style stuff. So I think that really brings something interesting to the mix, because he's not the traditional type of drummer you'd see probably in a band like this. Not that there really are that many bands like St. James, but super solid drummer. Jamie's an amazingly entertaining and talented vocalist and guitar player, and Mike is just a wizard on the keyboard. You know, he also uses his foot pedals to basically substitute the fact that they didn't have a bass player. So yeah, just amazing stuff. I'm really happy to bring this session to you. They totally killed it that night, and you know, check them out. You know, like I said, they're still active. They're on Facebook, Instagram, all those places. You can, I know they have shows coming up, but they're still very active, and it's great to see that. And they've released a bunch of records since then, and all of them have been phenomenal. We played them on the show a bunch over the years, and yeah. Looking forward to seeing them again sometime in the future, hopefully, live and in person. But yeah, St. James and the Apostles, good stuff. So just an update on the radio show before we get into this archive session. We got 2 more for the summer left for you this Saturday, depending on when you're listening. So July 31st from 2 to 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on 91.7 FM WMUH Allentown, the only station that matters. That's the frequency. If you're local, it's 91.7 FM. I apologize. It's the magic of making radio at the home. You got your dog barking at the mailman. So you can listen that way. If you're not local, no fear. You can still find us. Just go to WMUH.org. It's as simple as that, and you can stream it from wherever you are. But we've been doing the show, JJ and I, from Decent Exposure Radio, who's co-hosted with me many times over the years and done radio with me many times over the years. But yeah, just a lot of fun. Him and I have been going back and forth. I've been doing the new music portion of the show, and he's been doing a variety. Kind of every week he picks a theme, and it's fun. So we got this one coming up on July 31st, and then we are doing August 14th from 2 to 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time as well. If you're not following the show on social media, either show, it's all the same place. Best way to stay up to date, and we urge you to follow us. Our Facebook is facebook.com/pirateradioafterdark. Our Instagram is @pirateradioafterdark. It's the best way to stay up to date on the show. We'll play another Bedroom Invaders track from our new record, The Parlor Tricks of Ghost Hunting, that my wife and I made recently and put out in June. We'll play that after the St. James session. And yeah, I'm just trying to think if there's anything else I want to tell you guys. No. That's pretty much it. But we'll continue to archive these sessions. We're getting a lot of good feedback. I'm glad you guys are enjoying it. It is a bit laborious to do this, but that's why it takes a little bit between each one. But it's definitely worth it, and I'm glad we can share these awesome sessions. We have over 60 of them to bring you. So this, I believe, is session 7 that we did. So 7 or 8, 7, I think. But yeah, St. James and the Apostles. From September 9th, 2012. Here's St. James and the Apostles. Enjoy. And what I meant to say was September 14th, 2012. All right.
All right, guys, we're live here at 90.3 WXLV in Schnecksville. I'm the Radio Pirate. This is Pirate Radio. We've got a pirate session for you. That's a lot of pirate.
Anyway, St. James and the Apostles are here in the studio. They're going to play some tracks for you. I'm going to interview them, and they're going to play some more. Take it away, boys.
We'll be right back. Siobhan, Mike. Take it down to dirty. Siobhan, baby. Siobhan, bring me the holy water. Holy water, and I'm sipping.
nice, guys. It sounds great in here. Let me pull up my interview. If you just tuned in, you're listening to 90.3 WXLV in Schnecksville, the radio station of Lehigh Carbon Community College. And I've got St. James and the Apostles in the studios tonight. And it's just rocking. So I've got an interview now. We're going to take a little break from playing and I'm going to talk to these guys here. So is everyone ready? Good, yeah. All right, so very simply, why don't you introduce yourselves? What do you play? Who you are? All that good stuff.
Let's do the mustache first, man.
I'm Jeff Kastner. I play drums, and that's it.
Lead mustache.
Jamie Mann, St. James, lead vocals, and caveman-style guitar playing.
I'm Mike Kiger, left-hand organ bass, electric piano, and... Oh, organ. Oh, yeah, what this big thing right here.
No. Get your hand off that. That's mine. That's my organ.
So, this is my first time seeing you guys, and I'm enjoying it so far. Mike, you contacted me after Fireside Blues played, and...
Chad's a really good... Chad's a good friend of ours. We have a mutual friend and a guy named Brother JT.
So, you hit me up, asked me to play up here, and I'm very happy I brought you up. So, I don't know much about you guys, to be honest, so I want to learn as well. What's the history of this band?
Cool. Jamie, you think you want to start us off?
Yeah, man, the history... Well, we're family, first of all. It's kind of like a weird...
Osmonds
meet Manson family, weird cult kind of thing. And, you know, if you're not part of the family, you can't join. But if you want to send money to 317 Green Street, Philadelphia, PA 19125 for a vinyl record with well-concealed cash in an envelope, we'll send you a record and you can be part of the family too.
So what's the real history, guys? I got to know. How long have you been around? That kind of stuff.
Well, that is actually true. Like me and Jamie are first cousins.
Okay.
Jeff is our second cousin.
I had no idea.
So we have a very musical family.
Nice.
Part Italian, part Irish, part German.
How long have you been playing together?
We've been...
Oh, scheiße.
SEC rules are regular. SEC. Yeah, well, we've been St. James and the Apostles for a little over 2 years now. Since Jeff joined the group,
I basically refuse to talk about any old bands that I've ever been in because no one knows about them anyway. So it really doesn't matter at this point. It's a fresh, clean start, man.
Fair enough.
Looking forward.
Where'd you get the name? That was actually a fan submitted question, which we will get to later. But I already wrote that into my interview like 2 weeks ago, so I beat the fan.
So. Well, I'm a narcissist, so my birth name is James, so I'm a narcissist. St. James and the Apostles, man.
and we were all raised in very strict Catholic families, so this is
for me, I was not.
Oh yeah, but
damn pagan.
I was pagan. Born the Antichrist.
The mustache proves it.
So I've heard a lot of different styles tonight already in these four tracks. What do you guys consider yourselves to be?
Acid rock.
Yeah,
it's kind of acid rocky. I don't know, man. It's like a kind of mishmash of the last 45 years thrown into a blender and comes out this way. Not having a bass, doing the keyboard bass thing, we kind of get the Doors tag a lot. But I kind of hear Doors via Stooges or something.
Yeah, also the Seeds. They were known for not having a bass player as well.
We're basement rock.
Basement rock.
You've heard of garage rock. Now it's basement rock.
Yeah, there's no garages in Philadelphia, so it's basement rock.
From the seedy underbelly.
Well, whatever it is, it works. So you guys just put out a new record last week. Mm-hmm. Want to tell us about that? Where did it get recorded? When did you write it?
Yeah, we had a big record release party last week in Philly at Johnny Brendan's with our good friends Weird Hot and Arctic Splash. Almost packed the place. Overall, great night. The new album is called Baphomet. And we self-release it on our own little independent, non-existent label called Ghost Imprint. And,
I guess after five releases with Ghost Imprint, now it's probably a proper label.
I guess so. I guess we could drop the non-existent moniker.
Yeah, getting distribution soon, so... we recorded the album, I guess, last year in the summer, basically on tape. Everything's on tape. It's 100% analog.
Should be.
Free. Done with 8-track, half-inch 8-track, man. It just sounds real, you know? I mean, anything digitally compressed and squashed to death, I mean, it is what it is. Three guys in a basement making noise on an 8-track, you know?
Very nice. So what are your influences? As a band, collectively and individually, whatever you want to give me.
Well, collectively, I guess we all share the kind of psychedelic influence.
I mean, it's as much Black Flag and Mudhoney as it is The Doors, you know what I mean? I would say that early Black Flag's definitely one of my biggest influences, especially the My War record.
Definitely touches of, you know, Zeppelin, Floyd, the classics, you know. Jeff is renowned for not being a Floyd fan, though. So.
Yeah, I'm not a Floyd fan at all. My my drumming inspiration comes from my dad and Animal from the Muppets.
His dad is an awesome drummer, by the way. Hey, Billy, if you're listening.
Yeah, I'm sure he is.
Does your dad have a mustache as well?
He does.
Just as good as that?
Not as good.
All right.
Yeah. Used to have as
just
good.
Just had to check.
He gave up on it a while ago. Now he's just got a moderate one. And, I'm going to have to go with the Black Flag thing as well.
Yeah, man, that's what I'm saying. Yeah.
Punk rock all the way.
Mm-hmm.
Punk rock upbringings.
And meanwhile, I'm a total psychonaut. I'm total psych prog nerd.
Nice.
You know, in terms of, in terms of keyboard playing, I guess my biggest influences would be Ray Manzarek, Rick Wright, Daryl Hooper, The Seeds. John Paul Jones as well. He was really underrated for his keyboard talents, especially when, in terms of the way I play bass in my left hand, would definitely be influenced by both his regular bass playing and his keyboard bass playing, which is, And then
Captain Geach and the Shrimp Shack.
Captain Geach and the Shrimp Shack.
Screaming Lord Sutch, too, man. He's definitely a big influence on me. Being a weirdo kid in high school in the 80s, man, it was like Screaming Lord Sutch and Black Flag, The Minutemen, a lot of SST records, hearing Sonic Youth Evil for the first time kind of blew my brains out. It was just like, holy crap, there's a punk rock band doing psychedelic music. I was like, whoa, you can actually get away with that now?
Yeah.
And the rest is history.
Exactly.
So
the rest is history.
Memorable shows, guys. What has been in your last 2 years the best?
We did a cool show with Alice Donut, man. They were amazing, man.
Yeah.
Where was that?
Show in Philly.
Some warehouse. I don't even know. I forget the name of it, but it was a film premiere party for their documentary, Freaks in Love, I think it's called. Movie.
Played a really good show last week. Mike and I also back up Brother J2 with the Original Sins, man, and it was a show at the Funhouse, man. 30th anniversary party was. That was amazing. A lot of people. Good times. It was packed.
Man. There's some video of that on YouTube. And like I said last week, the record release party at Johnny Brenna's. I mean, it was a great crowd, great vibe. I think that's probably one of our best played shows. I mean, you can watch the whole thing on YouTube, by the way. So,
I think my favorite show that we played has to be we played a crazy cross-dressing burlesque night one time. So it was like us, a guy playing acoustic guitar. And in between both bands was cross-dressing burlesque.
Perfect.
And that fit us pretty well, I think. And Pantera cover band in the main stage.
Yeah,
the main stage at the Trocadero. Pantera is playing downstairs, and after the show is over, we're playing upstairs with like a cross-dressing party. It was pretty transgendered cross-dressing party. It was pretty awesome.
While we were playing, they were playing some weird indie Muslim movie on probably some foreign film on TVs or on the projectors.
Yeah, so it was awesome. If we could get more shows like that,
nice fun little
backdrop, we'll go to them.
Freaks, nice freaky.
Trocadero's a great place.
Trocadero balcony is definitely a great place to play.
To me, it's never really the amount of people at the gig. Sometimes gigs just feel better than others. You know what I mean? It's like there could be four people there, but if you're playing good, man, you're feeling it. You know, and those four people will tell four people, and we definitely got like a DIY 80s aesthetic. You know, like get in the van and do it, man. You know, we did probably close to like 60 or 70 shows last year for a band that's unsigned. That's a lot of shows, man.
So since you played that many shows, my next question is, who's your favorite band to play with, local? Not local, whatever.
I like playing with Mr. Unloved, man. It's basically a guy with an organ. He's playing tambourine with his left foot. He's doing harmonica cross harp. And he's playing organ and piano, and he's singing. And it's like this Screamin' Jay Hawkins meets, like, I don't know.
Voodoo Preacher.
Voodoo
man.
Preacher guy, man. It's pretty amazing. Nice. So, I like playing with the Original Sins,
Weird
Mr. Unloved, Weird Hot.
Weird Hot's always a fun band to play with.
Is there anyone you'd like to play with that you have not? As big as you can think of. That's
as big
fine
as
too.
I could think of.
I'd have to build a time machine for that one.
Yeah, we all would, unfortunately. We'd have to get the TARDIS out here. Hopefully, I'm not going to say what that's from. If you know TARDIS, you get it.
You'd have to be retardus if you don't know who the TARDIS is.
So some of these questions are redundant, but I'm going to ask anyways. So the record release show at Johnny Brenda's went well. By the way, that's my favorite venue down there. So.
Oh, absolutely.
Mine too, actually. Yeah. It went very well. It
I
went swimmingly,
gone, but I had my radio
will.
Show last week, so I couldn't skip
well,
out
like
on that.
Like I said, the whole thing's up on YouTube. Our good buddy Joe Burns filmed our whole set from the balcony, and you could go find it on YouTube under the username Pilgrim's Progress.
Jamie's standing on his head right now. Jamie's
He's
standing
got
on his head.
Stunts in the
oh,
studio,
look,
ladies.
Look, look,
gentlemen.
Look. He's got a hole in his pants. I saw it. I saw the whole thing.
The whole
I saw
thing?
The whole monster.
Free balling.
Ding, 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 ding.
Yeah, show was rocking, though. Yeah. And that was it.
It's a great venue.
It's really a great venue. Always a good show.
Arctic Splash are another great band to play with.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
There's definitely a good, there's always been a good garage psych scene in Philadelphia over the years with, you know, Bardo Pond and Mondo Topless and stuff like that. Obviously, the Original Sins, man. It's always good, man. The garage and the rock and the psychedelic psychonaut.
So I'm a big collector of vinyl. What made you guys press vinyl for the new record?
We're total vinyl heads ourselves. Yeah. And I mean, to me personally, CDs may have better fidelity, but it's very arguable. I mean, it's a teeny little plastic disc, whereas with the vinyl record, you have the whole giant sleeve and the big black disc or color disc, depending on where you're.
Honestly, the main reason we did it on vinyl is if you're going to record on tape, you might as well put it on vinyl. That's how it's supposed to be listened to.
Yeah.
We're trying to create a definite side A and a side B. You lose that 15 seconds of taking the needle off, flipping the record over, that whole thing. We set up the songs to be side A and side B. When you listen to it on a CD straight through, you kind of lose something. So vinyl it is.
Perfect.
Yeah. Although we did cave and get CDs made as well, just, you know, because there are people who don't have turntables anymore.
Damn them all to hell!
Hey,
can we say those words on the radio?
Yeah, it's fine. I collect vinyl, but I still play MP3s on my show. It's just more convenient. I hate saying that, but it's true.
Yeah, I mean, the iPod the world and the MP3 player has its place. It definitely does. I mean, you can't go running around with a turntable.
Right. So I know you mentioned that you don't want to mention other bands, but do you guys want to talk about any side projects or other bands or past bands or future
Mike
bands?
Mike and I are backing up the Original Sins with JT. I think we touched base with that.
That's our other current big thing, really.
I used to play with this band, Marab, many, many moons ago on their Float Away with the Friday Night Gods record. It was an experience to do it, but the time went quickly, and I'm very happy that the time went quickly with that, but no loss for love or whatnot, but, you know, I still love those guys, but, man, that was a fun spell.
Yeah. I mean, we've all played in bands that we're not entirely happy with, looking back.
I was happy with that experience, but, you know, it's in the past, man. Escape forward.
They were good experiences, but looking back, the music was not quite... I'm not mentioning anybody in particular that I've played with, but you know who you are.
My old band, the 3-4-10s, man, basically broke up because of drugs, you know what I mean? That's basically where we're touching at.
Yeah.
People enjoyed shooting things in their arms more than playing their guitars, you know what I mean? So, boo on that one, man.
Right on.
But yeah, man, that's what I want to talk about the past, man. Escape forward, you know?
No problem. So
the future.
What do you guys think of the Funhouse? Got to ask, because it's local.
Funhouse is a good little venue. We love playing there.
Yeah, it's amazing there, man. I mean, it's you know, the history and tradition and whatnot, but it's just the vibe when you walk in the door, besides the fact that all the bartenders are amazingly gorgeous.
true.
It's just a really great room to play, man.
Any bands in the, you guys are the Philly scene, but any bands you want to mention that people should check out or?
Don Johnson.
Now. Another band on our Ghost imprint label. It's
wanted to say Dong on the radio.
Dong.
And Johnson.
Yeah, they're good buddies of ours. They're on tour right now. They're down in North Carolina tonight, I think.
Who else?
There's a long list, man. Black Landlord, Weird Hot,
Cream
Mr.
Circus.
Unloved, Cream Circus. Tomorrow, if anyone's free in Philadelphia, man, we're doing the Lehigh Avenue Arts Festival, and some of the names that we're mentioning now, Cream Circus and
Midwestern Exposure.
And it's on Lehigh Avenue in the Port Richmond section. But yeah, man, Cream Circus are playing that. Weird Hot, or not Weird Hot, Mr. Unloved. You know, a bunch of local bands. Malcolm Tent, if anybody knows who that crazy old punk rock dude is.
The Heels, Midwestern Exposure. Hatfield Rainmakers, is that how you say their name?
It is indeed, my friend.
Okay. Good stuff. So I checked out your Facebook and Bandcamp and all that stuff. You guys like playing radio stations. What's with that? Like, most bands are surprised that bands even play radio stations anymore.
You know, it's still worth it. It's the vibe, really.
You know, much like putting records out on vinyl and pressing them and recording them on, tape.
Reel-to-reel.
Actually, analog reel-to-reel tape. You know, radio, man, it's all sort of a... analog vibey thing, you know.
Radio gnomes.
Plus, it's just fun all the way around, isn't it, boys?
Absolutely. Yeah, I mean, before this, we did Why Not Radio in Philly. They used to be Y100. I don't know if you guys ever got them up here in their heyday.
Oh, I remember that. That was my favorite station in like middle school. Yeah.
Yeah. And so that they're still there doing the internet radio thing now, which, you know, it still counts. Still.
Yeah.
And then before that, we did WRSU over at Rutgers U in New Brunswick, New Jersey. I think we're going back there at the end of November. So
I just like being in the van.
The van's always fun. And that's the thing. All three of us really love road trips. I think even as a kid, I always loved going on road trips. So,
it's a documentary, like, you know, We Jay Meccano and, like, you know,
great documentary.
The Rollins book, you know, getting the van and stuff like that. It's just, I don't know, man. It's hard to describe. But once you're in that van and you're getting out of town, and you're getting further and further away, there's no return. And you get to a point after like a week or two, you're like, all right, this is my life for the next month. You know what I mean? And it's a good way to live, man. It's a good way to hemorrhage money, but it's a good way to live.
Schnecksville is one hell of a place to visit, by the way. If you haven't checked it out.
Schnecksville.
Yeah.
Amen, brother.
I think there's cows.
It sounds like it is,
street,
yeah.
But,
sounds like there's a lot going on.
One got in the studio. Oh, no. There's two of them. Oh, no.
So my next question,
I don't know what kind of animal,
is from my co-host, who's not here tonight. He's at a bachelor party.
Yeah.
It was better than this, I guess. But anyways.
Sausage fest.
JJ wanted to know, he asked this to every band we ever interview.
Oh, my God.
If you're stranded on an island and you have only one record to listen to for the rest of your life, each one of you, what is it? You can think about it if you have to. Mm.
Taking Tiger Mountain by Strategy, Brian Eno. Yeah. Mm.
That's a hard one for me. I mean, I have a favorite album as of late, but
it's new Justin Bieber record, Say It Mike, You Know You Want To.
My favorite band as of late has been a band called Gong, and they have one record that's simply called You. And I think that would probably be my Desert Island disc.
And Jeff says Justin Bieber.
Enough with the Justin Bieber already. Are we giving the guy way too much credit by just mentioning his name on the air?
I'm going to have to go with Justin Bieber because he's my favorite drummer. And
he did.
I'm going to have to go with the Minor Threat discography.
Yes. Well, you have to do one album.
Well... It makes one album.
Yeah,
Leave it alone.
It's one album.
Okay.
No, that's a good, it's
when you
good.
Put out four albums that only have five songs each, it's one album.
That's true.
Yeah.
Mike doesn't know about the punk and the rock and the hardcore music.
We're educating him. We're getting him an edumacation.
I'm very light on punk. Like I said, I'm a total prog. And
we're
going to
learn
nerd,
him
so.
Some punk.
Strangle that bastard right now.
Oh, enough with the acting. We're always acting on these radio
acting.
Shows.
It's radio. It's theater of the mind. They can't see you.
So since I do the new music show and JJ does the old music show, and he's not here because he's at the bachelor party, my question that I always ask everyone is what anything new you guys have heard recently that you want to point out? Because I like to focus on the new stuff. Mm-hmm. So anything, it can be local, it can be national, it can be worldwide. Any band or record that you think just people need to hear? Within the last couple months,
Local stuff.
Anything.
For me, I'm gonna have to say Beirut. Any Beirut album.
Things,
huh?
For me, I guess my favorite newer band would probably be My Morning Jacket. Anything by them, pretty much.
I mean, for newer music and stuff, I'm kind of partial to Air. A French electronic band. I'm sure everyone's heard of them, but yeah, I love the way that they sound, man. They're just amazing for modern music.
Awesome. Anything else?
Jeff is contemplating. Yeah, he's waxing his mustache.
Hard. Well, you can get back to us on that.
Yeah.
So now it's time for the fan-submitted questions. I had this
idea. That's what I've been waiting for.
Last summer, when Bad American played up here, we did fan-submitted questions, and it was kind of a disaster. But
I can't wait for
I've
this
got
disaster.
Three questions. Some were questions that I already asked, so I didn't include them.
Oh.
But this one is anonymous.
Ooh.
And, what are you wearing?
Oh, I like that.
Oh.
We're not.
I'm going to describe what Jeff's wearing. Jeff is wearing nothing. He's not wearing any pants, and he's wearing a Star Trek T-shirt, I guess, from what would it be?
I think it's Star Trek
Probably
5.
Probably Star Trek 5. Pretty red. It's got Leonard Nimoy looking directly at you. Shatner in his captain's chair. Klingons on the back. Amazing. Amazing. So he has a Star Trek shirt, no pants, socks, no shoes, and a mustache.
It says it on there. It's 6, the undiscovered country. Yeah,
I should know that. I'm massive Trek fan.
Psychonaut, you got to be in Star. You got to be into Star Trek by proxy.
Mike's wearing Birkenstocks and a
really awesome floral dress
and a cape.
I'm in my Rick Wakeman phase right now.
I can fly.
and Jamie's donning full-on crotchless chaps.
Oh, yeah, man.
leather vest and cowboy hat and fake mustache to be like Uncle Jeff.
But his mustache does not beat yours.
Of course not.
Of course not. So what was Jesus like? That's my second question from an anonymous poster.
Who, that dude that lived the Fifth and Diamond that used to sell me drugs? Jesus? No, wait. Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, he was.
Oh, Jesus.
Jesus. Yeah. Jesus was actually kind of a jerk.
He was a nice guy. He was a wisecracking fella. Me.
He never liked my keyboard playing. I don't know why.
All I got to say is a dude in the desert walking around 12 guys, that's a little suspect.
Dude knows how to party, though. Guy knows how to party.
Yeah, water to wine. It can't beat that.
That's what I'm saying.
Exactly. It never runs out.
You know, I once went to him with some sage. He definitely hooked me up there. So.
Oh.
He turned the sage into a magical smokable herb. It was delicious.
Well, that joke was better not said, but thank you for ruining it.
So the tension. Last fan question is from Andrew. This is going out to you, Mike.
Oh, that's his boyfriend.
Why does your keyboard player look like Jesus?
Well, goes like to the shtick. It goes with the whole shtick.
Like I said, Jesus never liked my keyboard playing, so I'm kind of getting one over on him by looking like him. So,
Saint Mike.
Saint
just
Mike.
Turned into Pirate Radio. Just turned into Catholic Radio here tonight.
It's all good. I don't mind. You should have been playing that the whole interview. Like nonstop on loop. So I've got two last questions. These kind of combined together. It's real short. And then you guys can get back to playing.
Woo!
Plug your website, plug your merch, plug your new record, and plug your new shows that are coming up. So plug away.
That's a lot of plugging.
Okay. Well. First
thing. I'm getting plugged from behind right now. Hold on.
Oh.
We're getting plugged from all over the place over here. We'll let Mike take it though. He's good with all these numbers
and facts. I'm the details guy essentially.
Yeah.
Well, first we're on Facebook. Facebook.com/stjamestheapostles, all one word. And then you could buy all of our albums and albums, EPs, whatever, including the new one on Bandcamp. It's stjamestheapostles.bandcamp.com. Running out of breath. there we go. So yeah, all that stuff is for purchase in WAVE or FLAC or 320 MP3, whatever format you prefer. And yeah, as we've been saying, we have as for merch, we have the new album in vinyl and CD format. You will be able to buy that in any of our shows.
But the old album.
We have the old EP as well, but that's all available on Bandcamp. You know, you could look all that stuff up there.
The electronic album.
We have a little electronic signal we did a couple months ago prior to Baphomet called My New Vimana / Cat's Paw.
How about the electronic live album?
That's not electronic. That's just. Well, that was actually the recording of our first radio show over at RSU. Hey, Jeff Pape, if you're listening, you're probably not because you're on the radio right now.
And any upcoming shows?
Our next show, like Jamie said earlier, tomorrow at the Lehigh Ave Arts Fest in Philly at the corner of Lehigh and Livingston Avenue in the Green Rock Tavern.
How about the tour?
And we are booking a tour for the end of October.
Really?
Starting in...
Amazing.
quit interrupting me. Stop breaking the law! I can't go there. yeah. Yeah, we're booking a tour starting with, we have a show October 22nd at Silk City with the bands in the Backyard Dudes. Hey, Kyle and Dave, if you're listening. And then after that, we're going to D.C. to play the Velvet Lounge and Baltimore at Mums and Richmond, Virginia at Nile Ethiopian Restaurant. Those are the only ones booked so far. We're hoping to expand to North Carolina and Delaware as well. So
I couldn't even tell you one date of any of those.
You
and
just
he's
show
got it
up,
memorized.
Man.
Yeah, I just yeah, show just up. Show they tell up. Me okay. when to show up and I'm there.
Yeah, Thursday, October 24th, DC Velvet Lounge. Friday, October 25th, Baltimore Mums. Sunday, October 28th at Nile in Richmond, Virginia. Oh, yeah, I forgot to mention that. And we're playing The Fire on Saturday, October 6th in Philly at 4th and Girard.
And the Sunday gig.
Let's not mention that. Secret gigs.
Well, that's all I got for the interview. So you guys got, what, four more tracks?
I think three.
Three more.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Take it away.
We like jamming and stuff.
Let's do this business then. Jamming. Huh? Let's get to it.
Can we get a little keyboard intro?
Sure, why not?
Yeah, do it up. What up?
All right. Oh, yeah. Yeah, this is a little request piece they always make me do.
All right, the next song is going to be called Down the Way. It's about an ex-bandmate of mine. He's going down the way. Son of which am I the left foot, my friend?
Right foot.
Right foot.
Left foot will just be the hi-hat.
Thank you. I went down, oh, the St. James Infirmary.
Thank you.
everybody. Yeah, man.
Thank you.
It was truly a pleasure having WXLV. You up here. Real quick, plug the record again.
St. James and the Apostles, Baphomet, now available on Ghost Imprint Records and CDs.
Thank you very much again for playing tonight, guys. It was truly an honor.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
Chase, for setting this up again. And, yeah, we're going to be back next week in the studio. Motorcycles is playing live at 9 o'clock next Friday, the 21st.
Shout out to Chad.
Set and interview as well. So the Pirate Sessions roll on. It'll be the last one of the summer because summer ends next Saturday. And, yeah, I'm going to present The Seer now. It's the new Swans record. I thought it would be something interesting to end with. And yeah, I'm gonna play that in its entirety until the end of the evening. So
are the Swans back in full effect? I mean, is Michael Gere doing the Angels of Light still, or is it just the Swans?
No, it's full Swans. It's called The Seer.
I can't wait to
hear
it.
2 hours long.
Holy crap! Wow.
So yeah, I'm gonna play that
double or triple record
until midnight, and we'll be back next week. I thank you guys again.
Thank you, man.
Thanks for everyone.
The High Carbon Community.
St. James and the Apostles, man.
All right, guys. Good night. Woo.
There you have it, all the way from September 14th, 2012. St. James and the Apostles live on Pirate Radio. It was our seventh Pirate session, and it was a good one. Very proud of that. I'm very happy I got to know these guys. Mike is just super interested in music and just such a music nerd in a good way. Like, I can totally nerd out with him whenever I'm around him, and I always learn new stuff from him. Jeff, total same roots of music, and I love his drumming. And Jamie, it's just a highly entertaining person. They make a very good outfit together. They've added additional members since then, so if you see them live, there's a bunch of people on stage now. So yeah, it's good stuff. So that's St. James the Apostles. Go see them this summer. Check them out online. They have a bunch of dates I know lined up and stuff they're trying to do as we hopefully come out of COVID. So yeah, there's that. Now it's time for our band, Emily and I, the Bedroom Invaders. We released a surprise record in June called The Parlor Tricks of Ghost Hunting. It's a little bit darker. It's a little bit more to our roots. Very much about paranormal stuff. But this is track 5 on the record. It's called A Man Named Cold and the Games That Non-People Play. It's kind of a nod to our very first album. So yeah, hope you enjoy. If you want to hear the record, you can stream it or you can buy it. If you buy it, it's much appreciated. It helps cover the cost of making this podcast. But you can go to thebedroominvaders.bandcamp.com. We have three limited CDs left of our last record that we put out in October, Lights in the Rise and Lead Me Home. So once they're gone, they're gone. We have some other merch on there. You can download all of our other records for free or pay what you want. Again, the money goes to covering the cost of the show. And our Instagram, if you'd like to follow us, is at thebedroominvaders. So thank you very much. Hope you guys join us for the radio this weekend if you're listening as this came out. Again, it's July 31st and August 14th for the summer. Those are our dates we have left. 2 to 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on 91.7 FM if you're local in the Allentown area. If not, just stream it by going to WMUH.org. Don't forget to follow the show on social media. It's facebook.com/PirateRadioAfterDark. Our Instagram is at PirateRadioAfterDark. We got plenty more sessions we're going to be archiving and a bunch of other fun stuff. So thank you for joining. I hope you enjoyed the show. Good night.
I was running around the country, sitting up all night in cemeteries, sitting on hilltops in remote parts of the country. Looking for these funny lights in the sky that were everywhere in the 1960s. There was one hilltop in particular that overlooked the Ohio River, where there were the best boat traffic on the Ohio River day and night. The sky. I'm going to go to the next one. like